Florida State has apparently announced Link Jarrett has been hired from Notre Dame as the baseball coach. Anyways, Brad's with us, and we'll talk gambling, handicapping, college football. If you have NFL stuff, he can handle that too. Tweet us at BillisGang, and we can take care of that. And Brad, I know you're not Mr. Recruiting Junkie guy all day, every day, but you do keep up with it because it helps you evaluate the teams you bet on. Arch Manning committed to Texas. I don't know if that was, at least on Thursday, expected, but he just took his visit there. That means at least for 1 year, they'll have Quinn Ewers, who was the former number one ranked player in America at any position before he left for Ohio State, and now Arch Manning. I guess what, Ewers would be in his third year when Manning comes in as a freshman. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're a Texas fan, you're excited. I mean, there's also, you know, increased expectations. There's no excuses. When you have that kind of a level of quarterback play, at least on paper, I mean, well, we'll see, you know, what it transitions to the actual field. But, I mean, obviously, he does, you know, Arch doesn't get there until next year, so it really doesn't affect anything I do here this year. I'll plead some ignorance because, you know, Arch, you know, I usually only watch, like, the tournaments and, the camps, like, you know, Elite 11's coming up next weekend. I mean, I try to take a peek at some of that when you got the best of the best playing each other. I haven't broken down Arch, his film. I don't think the competition that he's playing is necessarily that good. So I know you're a little bit more on the recruiting up and up than I am, Bill. Is he number one as far as last name and prototypical size at 6'4", 215, or is he actually that good skill level?
I mean, I think he is, but boy, that's your point is to have the biggest brand last name you can have as a football player, right? There's not a bigger brand name than that. And then be ranked number one, but not only that, but be ranked number one, and you're another one of those quarterbacks. When there's Hall of Famers that preceded you with your name, that's a whole lot.
It certainly is. But I mean, I'm sure the kid can handle it. I mean, there's a lot on the you know, Eli and Peyton, and they handled it beautifully, ended up becoming Hall of Famers. Now, I mean, now instead of living up to just one, you got to live up to two different generations. So there's a lot riding on him. I will say this, Steve Sarkisian's very creative offensively, one of the better offensive minds in college football, maybe the best offensive mind in college football. I mean, I think the jury's still out on whether or not he can be a very skilled head football coach. I mean, he had some success at Washington, obviously. I thought things were going to be going really doing well at SC until obviously some off the field issues for him. And I mean, Texas just had, you know, that 5-6 game losing streak that they had in the middle of last season was their longest since the 1950s. So I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done, particularly at the line of scrimmage for Texas. I know the skill position's looking good for this year. Still a lot of work to be to made there, but. I think it's good for college football. I mean, it's, you know, kind of outside the SEC. You know, Texas is going to be there in a couple of years. But, you know, if Texas is good, if the Texases, the USCs, the Miamis are good, college football is better for it. And I think Arch Manning obviously makes Texas better.
That would mean that if indeed the first year for Texas in the SEC is 25, and that would be when the TV grant of rights runs out in the Big 12 for them, he'd be a true junior his first year in the SEC, is what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that would be should be a good year, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening there. I mean, obviously, the step up in competition's pretty significant from the Big 12 to the SEC.
We were talking earlier, Brad. Georgia was one of his teams, and some thought he was leaning to Georgia. He might have been. And then Alabama got a visit from him, an official visit. So he only took three. He gets five, but he only took three official visits, that is. He took other visits unofficially. But with Georgia and or Alabama, it'd be nice to have that brand name. But we were discussing this earlier. Brad, you don't have to have him. Texas had to have him, right?
Well, I mean, you at least got Quinn Ewers. That you got a year in between. So, I mean, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, they want to continue to get it going. But, I certainly, I mean, to have someone like, that kind of brand, And when you're trying to get it going yourself, certainly. I mean, but obviously Georgia and Alabama have recently won national titles without it. I mean, Georgia just won a national title with basically, you know, a former walk-on at quarterback. So, I mean, they've proven that you don't necessarily need a five-star at that position to win at all. But, I think it's more of a loss, obviously, for Georgia. I mean, Alabama's already got a quarterback for the upcoming 23 class. Georgia, we'll see. I do think it is a little bit of a loss for Georgia. So I'm sure that they're, you know, not going to lose a ton of sleep over it, but it was certainly a loss in my opinion for them.
Matt Smith on Twitter, folks. If you're not following him, you should. He is a college football aficionado on a very high level. It's at Matt Smith, CFB. Says, ask Brad if Virginia, to win the Coastal title, a decent value play, says they have a star quarterback, and the most important games are at home, or are the losses from the coaching transition too much to overcome?
You know, that's a good question, because they're a team, like, I have made so many bets. I have bet over half the teams as far as their season win total. I mean, that's how many bets I have. I mean, over half the teams in college football, I've actually bet their season win total over or under. Virginia is one of those teams where I bet under 7, and then that was like the first book that came out, so I wasn't, you know, high on Virginia, specifically not high on what they have at the line of scrimmage or lack thereof, you know, zero returning starters on the offensive line, and then when you look, you got a new coach coming in. I'm not the biggest Tony Elliott guy, to be honest with you. When it wasn't, that offense, when you didn't have Trevor Lawrence, or Deshaun Watson, I mean, you had those couple years there, one with Kelly Bryant, one with DJ Uiagalelei. I mean, that offense didn't look good at all. So I think there's some question marks there. Do have Brendan Armstrong. He's a great talent. They have good wide receivers. I mean, they look like a typical team, really good at skill position that people tend to evaluate coming into a season. So I bet under 7, and then 7.5 came out, and I bet under 7.5. So I'm kind of fading Virginia, and if I'm betting under 7, 7.5, I don't like them to win the Coastal.
Have you always bet so many win totals preseason?
No, I am probably going to be 10x compared to what I was 5 years ago betting the off season.
Wow.
And even then, I didn't expect to bet this many. I mean, but if one book's going to open a season, let's just say it's Team X. And if one book's going to open the season, you know, season win total at 6.5, and I'm like, maybe I lean over. I'm not going to have a bet there. And then another book comes in and opens that season win total at 5.5. Now all of a sudden I go from having a lean on over 6.5, probably not going to bet it, to then a book opens 5.5. Yeah, I'll bet it. I mean, it becomes a play for me. And Bill, I mean, every single team has had at least a half win disparity. A lot of teams a win. Some teams as many as 2 wins. The disparity, and I, you know, tweeted this out a couple weeks ago, but there was even a team that had a 2.5 win disparity. One book had like 4, and another book had 6.5 on a season win total. So of course, I'm gonna be heavily involved if that's the case.
Here's a good question for everybody out there, maybe not aspiring to do as much as you do, but they do want to get more involved. How do you log your plays and just in general terms now, and the outcomes and lessons you learn from these? Is it a computer spreadsheet? And just give them a couple of items that they probably ought to log every time they bet.
Yeah, I would highly recommend, you know, I'm heavily involved in Excel, whether it's, you know, coming up with my power ratings, logging my own bets. You know, I log the market. I mean, a lot of people question, I don't know how you found that bet. Well, I log everything. To put it in perspective, I spent 20 hours this week just logging. I looked at 20 different sports books, and I logged every single college football offering that they had, whether it was season win total, week 0, week 1, or if it was the game of the year lines, like your Alabama-Auburn type of games, or it's future odds, national title conference, Heisman, you name it. I logged everything, and then I just shopped. So, I mean, again, that's the best, easiest path to success is just to shop. Now, if you're grading yourself, I mean, certainly keep a track record. I would say don't overreact to short-term results, and even sometimes short-term results might even be a full season. I mean, anybody can, you know, come up a little bit short even on a season. Your breaks might not go your way. Now, I've moved more to volume because, you know, two things. My bankroll is bigger than what it was 5-6 years ago, and two, I think I'm extremely confident that I have an edge. And in order for me to exert my edge, I need more repetitions. And repetitions meaning more bets. I'm not going to limit myself to only 3 to 5 bets a weekend. Anything can happen. You can have a significant edge. I've had weekends where I've had the best of the number on 25 different bets by an average of like 3 points per game, Bill, and I'd still have a losing weekend. So, again, if you're logging and keeping track of yourself, don't get too down in the short term, even if you have a bad first season. But it is important to self-scout, and the best way to do that is log everything you have. And the easiest way, still to this day, is Microsoft Excel. I mean, that's at least what I use every single day.
You also brought up a good point. You can be up for a weekend as far as wins, but because you didn't allocate your money correctly, you can be actually down money-wise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another thing that I've had to learn is bankroll management. So, yeah, I mean, I probably overexerted myself several times in particular spots. Well, I knew I had an edge, and I'm not talking a half point or a point. I'm talking, right, like the line just flat out wrong, 10 points off, and I've overextended myself. So, yeah, you can have a win, but you don't have that money allocated right as far as bankroll management. You can still lose.
More Brad as we continue. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on all his content, too. We're coming right back. Friday edition. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's a couple of wrecks around the area. Dickerson Pike and Whites Creek Pike that was still getting some attention. East Nashville, the fire department's out, checking everybody out on this earlier crash. 3900 block of Gallatin Pike. Still moving right now on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. We haven't talked a lot about 24 through Jolton. That's been in pretty good shape coming in through that area there, but all that traffic in from Clarksville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring at all their locations. Check out that menu and have lunch with them or dinner this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey man, love that car. I've never seen one like it.
It's a limited edition. They only made 20 of these babies.
And your shoes are crazy cool.
Yeah, they're a limited edition. Only 3 in existence.
And is that the new Jumbo Bucks instant game from the Tennessee Lottery?
Yeah, it's a limited edition too.
Have you ever played one?
How do you think I got the car and the shoes?
Play the new Jumbo Bucks limited edition instant game from the Tennessee Lottery for chances to win up to $300,000. But hurry, these tickets won't be around long. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. And MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Jim Rome is here. Days 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. Always BBC Closing. Always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 94. Mostly clear tonight, low around 73. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow, high near 97. It'll feel like 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Tom in Myrtle Beach, except he's in Jamaica. So he's always on some beach, and he's in Jamaica right now having a good time. Ask Brad his power rankings. He has LSU 32, Florida 33. He wants to know how you have LSU. He doesn't necessarily disagree, but he says LSU slightly ahead of Florida. He said, I thought Florida was pretty talented a year ago. They just lost confidence in their coach.
Oh, I mean, they're close. I mean, 32 and 33, I think they're about 2.2 as far as to the decimal point off of one another. So, I mean, basically, right. I think they're about even on a neutral field. You know, why is, you know, LSU, you know, higher than Florida? I mean, talent level, I think. You know, I think LSU is a little bit more aggressive in the transfer portal in that regard. You know, Florida, I mean, obviously I like the quarterback in Richardson. I like him enough that I bet him to win the Heisman earlier this week. But I wasn't necessarily overwhelmed with the overall two deep on the team. I'm not sure that Billy Napier is either. So, you know, not much difference. I mean, keep in mind, I wouldn't overreact to that. I mean, the fact that I would basically make the game pick them on a neutral field doesn't mean that I think LSU is that much better. I think both teams are, you know, if I'm lining them up right now, I think both teams are about a, you know, touchdown better than what they were a year ago. And if I had to guess, I'm usually more conservative in that regard, but I mean, both teams are much better than what they were at the end of last season. I'm not sure how to quantify how much they're going to be. We'll find out in week one. LSU plays a pretty good Florida State team, and then, you know, and I bet both of their opponents in week one. I bet Florida State plus 6.5, and I took Utah. I bet them a couple different times, plus 2 and plus 1. So I'm not high on either one of those teams this year.
All right. Just briefly back on this Arch Manning thing. Kevin brought it up earlier. Arch Manning's freshman year at Texas, and I assume Quinn Ewers is the quarterback then, but their opener his freshman year, Brad, is at Alabama. The 9th? I think it says September 9th. His opening game, whether he plays or not, is at Alabama. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. And you sure they don't have a game before then, or is it, you know, that's week one?
That date is weird, isn't it? It's September 9, but I think that's right. The date doesn't look right, but anyways, maybe there's a game before that. It's listed as the first game, but it's got a bunch of to be determined opponents in there.
Okay.
And there may be, let me look here. Well, there's USF in there, and that's the
I got
next
Rice.
Week.
They open Rice at home.
Okay. All right. So that, okay. Gotcha. So he's on, that'd be week two for them then, right?
Yeah, before week two, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, as good as he may be, I don't know that you tried him out there the first minute of the first day. Peyton didn't start or get to play completely until the Mississippi State game. Now, he played in the UCLA game in the opener.
Yeah, UCLA game. I remember watching that.
They played four quarterbacks in that game, Brett. Four.
Yeah.
And anyways, took a couple of games, then Peyton took over. And Archie, we went back and looked just because there was an article about it. Archie wasn't allowed to play. Remember, you couldn't play until about 1972 as a freshman. So Archie opened his sophomore year in 68 and started for Johnny Vaught. And then Eli was a backup his whole freshman year to Romero Miller, if you'll recall. And but then took over in the Music City. Remember they pulled Miller in the Music City Bowl? And he rallied them. They were down big, and he rallied them. And then the next year, he took off as a player. But so that's, I guess, the point there, Brad, is it's good to look at history about how big name kids and how fast it took them to take over.
Yeah, and I would say obviously it's easier now because you're in for spring compared to, you know, that's relatively new. I mean, at least you know this generation. 20 years ago, it wasn't common at all. And then I just think, you know, the reason I think football's better now is, you know, obviously I think quarterback plays so much better, and a lot of it, you know, the specializations, the individual quarterback gurus that you go to,
yeah.
You know, not just guys like Arch Manning, everybody's going to that. So, I mean, he could buck that trend, you know, and play right away just because of, you know, this generation, they're ready to play. But my guess is, He's not the 12 game starter next season, especially if Quinn Ewers lives anywhere up to the high expectations that he has. Quinn Ewers should be the quarterback the next 2 years.
Quick note, and then I've got a bunch of questions to get to here on Twitter for you. Malachi Nelson out of California, who's ranked the number 2 quarterback behind Arch Manning, 5-star, who's committed to Southern Cal, was committed to OU, and then obviously flipped. California is one of 11 states that have legalized high schoolers to pursue their name, image, likeness. So high school kids in 11 states, California is one, Louisiana, Illinois, not many. Louisiana is the only one in the South, though, the only one in the South.
Oh, wow.
But anyways, 11 states, and he has a deal with some Southern Cal alums who have a business which obviously must be very successful. 5-star Malachi Nelson has a 7-figure deal reportedly as a high school senior now. Before, that's not the Southern Cal money, Brad. That's the high school money for him.
Kudos for the kid getting paid. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how the dynamic. I mean, some kids obviously will handle it well. And, you know, I'm not going to blame the kids at that point. It'll be more the upbringing, the handlers, the parents and whatnot on how the kid actually handles it. But, I mean, we're fast-tracking these kids significantly. We'll see. I for everyone that handles it well, there's going to be others that don't. So, to be determined, we need more sample size. We need more data on how this is all going to shake out, though.
Let me just interject. If that would have been me, I would not have handled that well. I'd have gone nuts. It would not have been a pretty. The outcome would not have been pretty. Not at all. Wow.
Yeah, I'm guessing that I would have been the same because I was just raised poor. I never had money. Wouldn't have had the right mindset.
Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina says, Brad, have you found any good indicators for potential blowouts or outright huge upsets? Is there any kind of hint that's out there, Brad, that could lead you to a conclusion, lead a better to that conclusion?
I wish. I mean, I probably wouldn't be talking right, if I had a really good indication of what's going to happen in those situations. I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now, Bill. I don't. I mean, it simply just comes down to numbers, you know, on a game in and game out basis. I mean, here's my number on the game. What's the opening line and what's the market have it? And I just fire away. I'm not necessarily thinking. Now, I mean, I'll tell you when sometimes I do, if I'm thinking, you know, how a game's going to certainly play out, certainly a slower tempo team that plays good defense, takes care of the football. If a team like that's getting a significant number of points, then sure, I'm probably more prone to making that bet. You know, the letdown factor and whatnot, you know, this team will be, you know, down after this game, up after another game. You know, I think it used to be a big deal, but I think, you know, teams are a little bit more even keel. And something that goes to the home field advantage, the less that home field advantage. I mean, you used to hear this term, you know, they walked into a hornet's nest, that type of thing. You used to hear that all the time. Now you just don't. I mean, kids can handle it a little bit better. So, again, it just comes down to numbers disparity for me, and I really don't look at a lot of other factors when handicapping a game.
Chubby says, every year it seems like Texas power rating is respectable, like top 10 to 15, he says, because of the talent they recruit. But then it falls and the season deteriorates and they don't put it together. He says, does lack of development or coaching factor into power rankings?
That's a really good question. Yeah, sir. I mean, it does. And, you know, I've been – they've released all season win totals. Back in, like, 2015 is when they started releasing all 130 teams. And Texas has come under their season win total every single year. Every single year. The only team in the country that's gone under their season win total for seven straight consecutive years. So there is something missing there that the market's not fully grasping. You're right on paper. They should be better than what they are. You can call it lack of development from coaching. I think a lot of people, specifically towards Texas, have mentioned a softer culture there. The overall, whether it's, you know, administration down to the players. So, you know, Texas, you know, on talent should be a top 10 team. But I can tell you right now, they're like 20, 21 in my power rankings. I mean, I think they're a top 25 caliber team. But, you know, I bet Texas under their season win total. I took under 9.5. I even took under 8.5. I took a bad number on them. So I'm expecting more of the same. I think they're improved. I think they're more of an 8-4 type of team, even though they're being priced like a borderline top 10 team. So I'm actually, this year, I'm still expecting more of the same from Texas.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. Ask Brad what he thinks about Arkansas State under 5 wins. He said you had them at 4.5 on your June newsletter.
Yeah, I'm certainly leaning that way. I don't see 6-6 as a viable option. Sometimes, you know, if you're not dealing with that half win where it's, you know, it's not going to be graded as a win or loss, and I mean, you can't obviously fall on a half win. I get more aggressive on those because, you know, I usually look at them, the worst I can do is a push. So, I mean, I think the worst you can do is a push at 5. I certainly don't see 6. And if I had to lean, I'm definitely going under 5. So, that's one I haven't bet yet, but just because a few books have it out and I'm looking to tie up my money in other places, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised by the end of the summer if it's still hanging out there and I got a little extra cash. I'm going under 5 on Arkansas State.
Tom in Jamaica says, Brad, it's pretty obvious it's probably Ohio State, Michigan in the Big Ten East. He says, who's the competitor for Wisconsin in the West?
It's a few teams, and I don't think there's a big gap between Wisconsin and these teams, but, it's Iowa, obviously, who's been there, in the mix. It's, you know, Minnesota, I think, is obviously two of the last 3 years has been in the mix, you know, 11-win season in 2019, 2020, kind of throw that out, and then last season won 9 games. You know, some people probably be surprised. Purdue, I'm quite high on Purdue. Remember that they won 9 games a year ago. I mean, including that bowl game against Tennessee, and they had a couple of big upsets there against Michigan State and Iowa when both teams are in the top 5. I mean, they had their best season nearly 2 decades a year ago, and they return a lot. So I think Purdue's game. So here's where I'm getting at. I think that side of the division, take a couple flyers on some long shots. You know, I bet Purdue 60-1 to win the Big Ten. Do I think they're going to beat Ohio State? No, but when at 60-1, I can do some hedging in the Big Ten title game, and I also bet Minnesota 50-1 to win the Big Ten because I wouldn't be a bit surprised either one of those teams won the West this year.
Rob in the 210 made lots of money every year thanks to Brad. Been betting Texas under their win totals every year for the last 8-9 years. So he's listened to you. Rob's been a real loyal member of the Brad contingent for years and years and years, and is always going out there to Las Vegas. Brad, I know people. You're a basketball, a football guy first, college football, and then pro, and then basketball. But we've talked about it. They're making college baseball bettable. And I don't think any of these lines are very sharp. I know a guy, Johnny Vegas, who bet Tennessee in every series, league series they played this year to win. 2 out of 3 or sweep them, either way. He won 11 of 12. I don't know, what was that, 95%? Just betting Tennessee. I don't think those lines are sharp at all. I know you're busy as heck, don't have time for it, but I think there's a market out there for the people who want to bet. If you keep up with college baseball, I think there's a market out there where you can win.
Absolutely, couldn't recommend it more. If baseball's your thing, see, problem with me, baseball's just not my thing. I mean, when I was a young kid, but I mean, it has not been my thing since I probably turned 10 or 12. After that point, it just has never been my thing. But if you like baseball, you're passionate about it. You're passionate about college baseball. I mean, obviously, if you're in the South, I think you're more prone to it. Focus in on it. I couldn't agree more. It's what we call a soft market. I think it's beatable, and you don't hear me say that too often.
The problem he has is, look, yeah, if you're not a baseball fan, it's a brutal sport to watch because you feel like you just sit.
Yeah.
My two oldest boys played all the way up, and one of them even went to play in college briefly. And my three younger boys at about 9 or 8 said, I hate this. This is so boring. I'm just standing around, and they were out. So, yeah, you're right, Brad. If it's a no-go, it ain't fun.
I couldn't have said it better. I don't enjoy it. I really don't.
All right, one more segment with Brad. Hey, Brad, tell everybody in the music there how they can get your stuff.
Yeah, real simple. BradPowerSports.com, built in the top of the page. Once you click it, I can check out past issues of my newsletter. You like what you see, sign up for the season, $79.
More Brad, one more segment with him when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some traffic volume out here on I-40 trying to get past the airport. All that traffic coming in from Rutherford County is actually just now starting to really pick up on 24 and passing Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkways. A little bit of radar earlier through certain parts of Dixon County this morning on I-40. Be careful as they wrap up a crash there near the interstate at James Robertson Parkway. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is hiring at all their locations. Check out that awesome menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. I know many of us suffer anxiety when going to the dentist, but you need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry, where all my family gets their dental care from. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. And what's great about the Vivos method is that it's not only provided for adults, but it's also offered for kids. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. Once again, that's 615-866-2129. Or you can follow them on social media or online at bitedds.com.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Brad, I can't remember Tennessee's win total. Did you bet it? I can't remember what you told me.
Yeah, I took over 7. 7's not available anymore, but 7.5 is. I would go over. I think they're an 8-4 type of team this year. I mean, I'm pretty pro Tennessee, at least as far as my ratings go. I mean, not only did I bet Tennessee over 7, you know, this week I took Hendon Hooker 80-1 to win the Heisman. Do I think he's a slam dunk to win it? No, sure. I think C.J. Stroud deserves to be the favorite, and that was my biggest bet in the Heisman was on C.J. Stroud. So when I say I bet a guy that's going to win it, I think there's a better possibility than the odds that were given to me. So that's why I bet it. Not only Hendon Hooker to win the Heisman, but I also took Tennessee to win the SEC at 100-1. Do I think they're going to win the SEC championship? No. Do I think Georgia is clearly the best team in the East? Yes, but if you're going to give me 100-1 on a team that I think is clearly the second best team in their division in the SEC East, sure, I'm gonna make that bet. So I'm very pro volunteer this year.
Yeah, and just for everybody, yeah, Brad's not saying Tennessee's better than Georgia. He's saying with 100-1 odds, it's worth a little play money just in case, right?
Yep, absolutely. So the reason I'm making that bet is, you know, I think the odds should be closer to 40-1. So, yeah, I'm not tying up my entire bankroll. I call them little nibbles, pizza money. But I think if they're that mispriced in a futures market, I think there's value. So, therefore, I make those types of bets.
Again, folks, Brad had Lamar Jackson 99-1 and cashed that check, cashed that ticket. So, Is that your biggest one, odds-wise?
100-1, yeah, that's the biggest one I've ever cashed.
That's amazing. That's a generational – I know you didn't pour a ton of money in it, but that's a generation. 100-1 is once-in-a-decade kind of thing, right? Maybe?
No, I think in that market, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, in more liquid markets, yes. Illiquid markets like Heisman futures or like they weren't 100-1, but I mean, the heck, last night, I mean, I know guys that were totally in on that Bancaro kid from Duke to go number one. They bet 20-1 like a week ago, and you know, the NFL draft, Trevon Walker. I know guys that got 35-1 on that. So what I'm getting at is illiquid markets like Heisman futures and NBA, NFL draft type things. You could probably, you know, cash more often than not. Maybe not 100-1, but you can cash your fair share of 20-1s and 25-1s.
Did you bet the NBA draft like you did the NFL draft?
I did. One reason, I don't know. I just didn't care. Number two is, man, Vegas is not good with those types of props markets. I mean, I didn't want to be driving to Arizona every single day, even though I'm driving there today. There was only a few books in the state of Nevada that offered it. It isn't like where you guys are at in Tennessee or New Jersey back east that have a ton of offerings and stuff like that. We just don't have that here. So I didn't bet it too much.
Because you were telling me you had buddies with the NFL draft, just one buddy of yours, six-figure night.
Yeah, and that same guy, he had a mid-five-figure night last night. So, I mean, and by that I mean, you know, at least 50K, so he had a good night.
One more, and we'll let Brad get on with it. Says Clyde in Detroit. He said, I'm ordering the newsletter, just wondering why Coach Carr, now that would be CJ Carr's granddad, is on his Twitter account wearing a Notre Dame hat. Well, I think he's joking with us, but we can't tell Coach Carr what hat to wear on his picture, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my profile picture. I like to be snarky with that. So my profile picture right now is Lloyd Carr with the Notre Dame hat on.
That's funny. So, Brad, you're heading out. Is this your trek to where you go to the stadiums and all that?
No, not yet. I won't leave until the 18th of July. You got me for a few more weeks yet. I'm just heading to Arizona to bet. I mean, that tells you. I live in Vegas. And I got to get, this is my fourth trip this summer already. I got to go to Arizona to make bets because they're just not available in Nevada.
And how far of a drive is that?
Just an hour. You got to get where the app tracker can pick you up where you're safely inside state lines.
Oh, so you literally don't even go to a facility. You just get to where you're over the, wow.
I tried to just get over, in the Arizona side of the Hoover Dam in the parking lot, but it's like in kind of a mountainous region and doesn't ping correctly all the time. So I just drive to the first gas station on this highway in the state of Arizona.
Wow. So about 5 miles past the line, you can get it to work.
It's actually got to drive 20 miles past the line.
That is something. Wow. Anyways, Brad, I'll let you get on your
trip. I'm not the only one doing it either, Bill. Every time I go, I see other guys that I know are doing the same thing.
That is funny. That is great. Tell everybody one more time how they can get your stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. You can go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Once you do so, download past issues of my newsletter. Again, you like what you see, you want to sign up for the entire season, college football, NFL, emails weekly during the season, monthly during the off season. It's $79 through the Super Bowl. Check it out, bradpowersports.com.
All right, man. Safe trip. See you next week, man.
Hey, take care, Bill.
There he is. Brad Powers, Brad Powers Sports.